God, I want to thank you for just being who you are. I come to you with no pretense, no great shows, no big displays, just me, as I am, right here, right now, and I thank you that I'm able to do so. I thank you for letting me know just who Jesus Christ is. And thank you for revealing him to me. Because it is only you, and not because of anything I've done, anything I've said, because I know I am a sinner. I was a sinner from the time I was conceived in my mother's womb. I make no boast, no big claims. It's just me coming to you. I give you honor, I give you glory, and I give you praise, God. It was you who created us and not we ourselves. Everything we see, everything we have because of you. We see because of you. It is your grace, it's your mercy that allows us to approach you through Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your great sacrifice, for leaving paradise and coming to earth to love us, to be with us, to show us that you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. And there's no other way to God but through you. I pray, God, that this finds someone who is hurting, I don't feel like they can make it, someone who feels so misunderstood that they feel like they are completely alone. And if that's you, just call on the name of Jesus, because he is your way out. He is your deliverer. He is the one who can bring you into his glorious kingdom. It's not because of anything that we've done ourselves, because we are not worthy. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. Nothing we can do can save ourselves. Nothing we could give, nothing we could offer could ever triumph what Jesus did for us on the cross. And when he said that he would die and rise again on the third day, he meant it, and he did it. You just have to confess and believe that Jesus is God come to earth. Confess and believe. Be baptized in the name of Jesus. And right then, your spirit will be made alive. And the word of God says that you then will be translated into the kingdom of light. And I know this will lose a lot of people, because we are physical creatures. We're not always spiritually minded. Most of us are not eternally minded. But it is true. There is so much going on around us that is unseen, that we might not comprehend or ever comprehend, because we're looking at it through our own eyes instead of through the eyes of God's word. My name is Charles, and I am extremely fortunate to say that I had an encounter with Christ on March 3rd, 2021. As I was sitting on the floor of my bedroom reading the word, and his presence came in. A presence I hadn't felt since college. So when it came into my room, as I spent, I guess, an hour or so just reading the word, I fell on my face and I gave my life to Christ right then. And since that time, I've had some extremely beautiful highs. I've had some spiritual awakenings. And I've had some low lows. But I can tell you, as someone who's battled depression for decades, my lows are not low as they used to be, where I could barely get out of bed. I could barely go to work. I could barely convince myself to do anything. But it's only because I have Jesus. And He is the only one who's ever been able to help me. No counselor, no doctor, no friend, no confidant. Because there were things about myself I didn't even know were problematic, because I can't see everything that's within my heart. There are parts of us that only God can fill. Only He is able to make us right. Where it feels like life is worth living. And I can tell you that for decades, from my early 20s to my late 40s, I was literally just going through life as a zombie. I was there physically. I was going through the motions, but there was no joy. There was no happiness. There were occasional moments of contentment. But that joy that only comes from God, it was not there. And I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. I'm still going through it. I still have highs. I still have lows. I still struggle with many things. But the beautiful thing is, I know the constant is my life is Christ. I can always go to Him. And the beauty of it is, the gift that Jesus gives us is free. You think that you would be giving up your life. And in a way you are, because you're giving control of your life to Christ so that God can use you. But I'm telling you, giving up yourself to follow Christ is life. And is life more abundantly. So I have been learning about Christ for the past, 3 or 4 years. And I know that when I was with God, walking with Him daily, just especially when I first came to Him, life was beautiful. I looked forward to just turning everything off and going to Him in prayer, or just in the car and just singing and worshiping. But of course, life happens. And those trials come. And sometimes they come out of the blue. And I wasn't ready. Just to put it simply, I was not ready. And I fell. I fell hard. And I felt such shame that I thought I could not go to God, because I just screwed up everything. But that's not the case. God knows who we are. God knows what we'll do. He knows the end from the beginning. He made us. And He simply wants us to go to Him. He should be our first call, our first choice for everything. And though you might think it's hard, these things are learned over time. So there's a process called sanctification that happens throughout your entire life when you come to Christ. No one is perfect. And there was only one person that was perfect, and that was Jesus. But the more you learn about Him, the more you spend time with Him, the more like Him you become. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. He just expects expects us to be willing and obedient. So I pray that this helps someone, anyone. I am not proud. I am not boastful. I am quite the introvert. I'm quiet. But with this, God makes it easy for me to help build the kingdom just through the sound of my voice. And for that, I am completely thankful. Because of myself, I have nothing. I can do nothing. I am nothing. But with Christ, all things are possible. So I pray this reaches you. I pray this plants seeds that someone can come in water so that God can give the increase. Be blessed.